Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. County Prosecutor Wesley Bell has dropped the nepotism case against St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock for now.
The St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office dropped the quo warranto filing, which is used to challenge a person's right to hold public office. Hancock is accused of violating nepotism laws by hiring his stepdaughter. But in a statement, the county prosecutor's Christopher King says the investigation is ongoing. Camo X asked Hancock what he knew.
I'm sure they're going to continue to investigate, but apparently when they brought saying, if you read between the lines, is that their original, when they filed the complaint originally, they hadn't done it, either hadn't done sufficient investigating or they hadn't done any at all. So they seem to have gotten the cart before the horse.
Councilman Hancock referring to the prosecutor's office filing the charge but not doing a thorough investigation.
I take it that I'm going to have a very good evening this evening.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
KMOX has left a message for Hancock's attorney. We have not yet heard back.
SSM Health has been sued by more than 30 victims who say they were sexually abused by one of their doctors.
The lawsuit alleges former pediatrician Craig Spiegel sexually abused children and adult women while practicing medicine at SSM Health DePaul Hospital. According to one of the attorneys representing the victims, Ben Crump, Spiegel often preyed on women of color, which was a factor when they reported their abuse.
You had people go and try to report Dr. Spiegel, and they were not taken seriously. It begs the question, if these were white women making these reports, would they have been taken more seriously?
One of the victims, Mallory, shares what the abuse she suffered took from her.
He changed the way I looked at healthcare, at doctors. It was a fine line between what was allowable and what was too much.
Spiegel is also facing criminal charges for allegedly trading pills for sex acts. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
And that lawsuit does name SSM. In a statement, the company claims it never employed Spiegel. It says he leased his office from a third-party organization.
The debate over spending the Rams settlement money took center stage at a business panel yesterday. Greater St. Louis, Inc. CEO Jason Hall argues businesses need to see the investment results now.
When you're talking about signing a 10 or a 15 or a 20-year lease, you've got to know that of all this $800 million we've had in the city, they actually see some of it coming to work.
While Aldermanic President Megan Green argues the Rams money should be looked at as a long-term revenue model.
They're trying to create something that's has a little bit more longevity to it.
Green says her bill to set up a revolving fund is set to be introduced in the coming weeks.
Awful news for our state is how Afton Democratic Senator Doug Beck describes Boeing's plans to lay off nearly 700 Missouri workers beginning in January. Beck says that despite the rough year the aerospace manufacturer has had, it's a company he wants to stay in the St. Louis region. He tells Missouri Net the legislature's work with the company is to keep jobs in the St. Louis region.
Over the last few years in the legislature, there has been a GOP push to cut unemployment assistance. And I think this maybe will show them that's the wrong time to try to do things like that. So the governor and the incoming governor, a lot of this will take place when the incoming governor Kehoe comes in. Hopefully they'll be able to deal with some of these layoffs.
The state of Missouri and St. Louis County have provided Boeing with nearly $200 million in financial incentives to help support a $1.8 billion expansion in the St. Louis area. Whether that means Boeing will have to pay back the state for any unmet obligations is unknown.
Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is critical of the decision, says it's unfair for Missourians losing jobs when company executives get paid to run the company into the ground, he says.
I've had the Boeing CEO testify in front of me this past year, and I can't emphasize enough how derelict in his responsibilities I believe he has been. This is a guy who is making $24, $25, $26 million. They've got a new CEO coming in now who's going to make about that much while they're laying off employees who are the ones who built this company.
Hawley criticizes the CEO, accusing him of cutting corners, eliminating safety procedures, and compromising the well-being of employees and passengers. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, St. Louis reviewing its $37 million Northside grant program after months of criticism over questionable awards. According to the Post-Dispatch, a consultant has recommended updates, including using previously ignored scores from applicants. The St. Louis Development Corporation hired the firm without a bidding process, citing urgency to fix the program and ensure funds go to deserving North St. Louis businesses. Some grants have been linked to Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard's family. SLDC says the program follows federal and local rules, but has refused to release full applications, claiming contracts are still being finalized.
A federal grand jury has indicted a local home health care company owner for defrauding the VA and Missouri Medicaid out of more than $800,000. Prosecutors say Natavia Boyd Wells falsely claimed her company, Touch of the Heart Home Healthcare, provided services to patients who were actually hospitalized. She also reported patients receiving more than 24 hours of care in a single day. Missouri Medicaid paid her $197,000. The VA reimbursed more than $600,000. Boyd Wells faces wire fraud and false statement charges. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.